Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. On your hump day, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 22nd of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, as you know it, in about 5 minutes. Up with our news in the United Kingdom today. No, it's not just Amazon that thinks, yeah, they need some drones. EE looks like they say, yeah, we need some drones too. I'm sure a lot of our UK listeners know that are on the EE network. They've had a lot of challenges trying to get all their customers connected. Although, yeah, 4G network coverage is slowly improving, there's still a lot of dead spots out there. Hence, this is where the drones come in. Yes, EE is currently working on drones, balloons, and even trucks so they can bring some signal to people that don't get any. Now, EE is clearly stating, though, this is temporary. It's not going to replace their traditional towers. Now, don't look for any EE balloons to be flying around anytime soon. No, this is still in its very much pending prototype stage. So those of you still in a dead spot, sorry, no resurrection yet. Oh, Yahoo! Yeah, we can't say much about Yahoo nowadays other than the fact that they have all of everybody's information out there. One would actually think that Verizon might be thinking, I don't know if it's such a good idea to be buying Yahoo right now. But they're going for it anyways. Probably because they got a $350 million discount. There's a catch, though, to this new agreement. Verizon has agreed to take on some of the responsibility for the damages occurred as a result of the two Yahoo hacks. And the company will pay 50% of any financial charges levied by government investigations and any third-party lawsuits. Really, Verizon? You're going to take on all that excess baggage that Yahoo has? I think I would have asked for a little bit bigger discount. Well, as the months roll on, so do the Apple iPhone 8 rumors. Here's our latest one for you today. The next iPhone will have a next-generation front-facing camera. Probably no surprise there, but here could be the surprise. It will be able to sense 3D space and enable applications like facial recognition. Apparently, one of the applications for the new 3D front camera is for games to show the user's face in the place of a character. Other applications include facial recognition, iris recognition, and improved selfies. Well, of course! Who cares about eyeball scanning when we gotta take a good-looking picture of ourselves? That's definitely more important. Now, you might remember, Apple did recently buy FaceShift, not Facelift Shift. It's not for cosmetic surgery. That's the company that worked on AR-related facial transformation technology. So it looks like their acquisition might be paying off in the new phone coming up this year. And finally, we started off with news in the UK, so why not end news in the UK and beyond? And what I mean by beyond, I mean space. Seems in the UK there's plans to grow a commercial space sector. Oh, yeah. And the first spaceport has already been proposed. It's actually called the Draft Space Flight Bill, and it was introduced yesterday. It has to be said, though, the Draft Space Flight Bill is kind of anticlimactic. It actually tackles all those boring regulations crap. Basically giving the permit so you could blast off a rocket and go wherever you need to go in space. On the bright side, however, though, it does mean that we'll be getting off in a rocket and blasting into space. Cool. And according to the UK government, it could actually be feasible to have this operational by 2020. Woohoo! If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that's our website, of course. Get on over there, check out our podcasts, of course. Check out our blog, check out our review section. And if you love what we're doing here at the British Tech Network, consider donating to our Patreon fund. Just click on the Support Us tab over there and it gets you all set. And of course, those of you contributing to the British Tech Network, thank you so much, as always, for your support. You can like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our Slack room with our BTN community. Once you come on over and join us, you can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, start saving up those space tokens. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.